55. Psalm 55, and keep in mind, as we read this psalm, these are the words of David, these are the words of Christ. Psalm 55, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I've seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. 4. It was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there was many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hand against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half of their days, but I will trust in thee. Let's pray. Lord, we ask in Christ's name that we would have your presence in our midst, that you would speak to our hearts through your word, that Christ might be exalted, that we might be enabled to hear the joyful sound. Lord, drive away anything that would distract us and disable us from hearing from you. Accept our thanksgiving. We're so thankful for who you are. We're so thankful for the salvation that's in your Son. Now bless us for the Lord's sake. Be with our friends that aren't here. Keep them by your grace. Lord, we pray for those people who have experienced such difficult times in Eastern Kentucky. We pray for your hand of mercy in that place. We pray for our friends that are going through difficult times, sick in body, sick in mind, sick in soul. We pray for your blessing upon them. Lord, we confess our sins. We pray for forgiveness and cleansing. And we pray that we might be found in thy Son. Be with all your people wherever they meet together. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to look at this psalm first as the words of David. And then we're going to read it once again as the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. The words of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. I want to be heard, don't you? I want to be heard by the living God. And that's what David is asking. Give ear to my prayer. Verse 2, attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Now, what does this say about phony, upbeat religion? You've been around that. You've seen it where everybody's acting so positive and all it is phony. Now, here David says, I mourn in my complaint. Oh, his heart was heavy at this time. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. Now this is when he's fleeing from his enemies, from Saul, and all that they were saying with regard to him. He said, my heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. Now he's talking about how he felt. This is the man after God's own heart. And this is how alone and isolated and afraid he feels with regard to himself. You've heard of fight or flight. Well, this is flight. This is how he was feeling at this time. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. Flight. For then would I fly away and be at rest. I'd just get myself out of this mess if I could. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and the tempest. I would just get out of here if I can. I would fly away and be free from this tempest, this windy storm. Now look, he prays against his enemies. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I've seen violence and strife in the city. I see what they're about. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. Now David is calling things as he sees it. And this is the truth. With regard to man, wickedness and deceit. Now David says, and this is so painful to him. Have you ever been betrayed by a friend? Have you ever had a true friend stab you in the back? I'm sure everybody here has. Well, this is what David is speaking of. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him, but it was thou. Some think this is talking about Ahithophel, who was typified as Judas. I'm not sure. But he says it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. And the acquaintance means the one that I know you and you know me. There is a true relationship between these people that he says, you stabbed me. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. How must that have pained him that this had taken place? Now look what he says. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. This is David's wish for his enemies. Now, this is Christ's wish for his enemies. That's the only way we can truly understand that, because I'm not praying with regard to anybody I know, let them go to hell. I pray the Lord saves them. I want to have that attitude toward everybody. But this is really, as we're going to see, this is Christ speaking and him speaking against his enemies. Make no mistake, Christ has enemies, and he is going to pray against them. As for me, David says, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. I want to say the same thing. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. You see, whosoever, do you hear that word? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As for me, I'll call on God. Lord, I'm calling on you to save me now. Save me by who you are. Verse 17, evening and morning and at noon will I pray. Now prayer, what a privilege. That's the breath of the believer. Prayer. And he says at morning, noon, and evening will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me. You see, if everybody's against you, God's with you. And everything, all things, are working together for your good. Many are with you. No matter what the war might be, many are with you if you're a believer. God shall hear, verse 19, God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Isn't it wonderful to think of God being eternal? He abides of old. He never had a beginning. Every attribute of God is seen in the fact that he never had a beginning. What he is, he always was, and he always will be. And that's the God we worship. Isn't that wonderful? He abides of old. Now, he says, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God, because nothing's happened. Seemingly everything's fine. God's not going to do anything about what I'm doing because they have no changes. They fear not. They think everything's fine. But let me remind you, God always pays his debts. And it's true. If God be for us, who can be against us? But if God be against us, who can be for us? Verse 20. He's speaking of the same person that he spoke of in verse 12. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil. He said all the right things, yet they were drawn swords. Now I hope and pray that I and you and all of God's people will be able to do this. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Whatever it is. What a blessed privilege. Remember, cast all your cares on the Lord, for he careth for you. Whatever that burden is, cast it upon the Lord. He has broad shoulders and a strong back. And I say that, I hope, reverently. Cast your burden on the Lord. You know, it's amazing how we bear our burdens when we're called upon to cast them upon the Lord. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. What a promise of grace. He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, here's the fact of the matter. If you belong to him, you're righteous. You say, I don't feel righteous. Well, I don't care whether you feel righteous or not. You are in him. You are altogether righteous. And that's how God views you. And God views things as they really are. You have the righteousness of Christ. And he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee. The words of David. Now, what hit me about this psalm that just hit me like it never had before, this is Christ speaking in verse 12 when he says, for it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou. Now this is talking about Christ's grief in what he experienced on the cross. Here's who was smiting him. It was thou, a man mine equal. Who is Christ's equal? The Father. It was thou, a man mine equal, my guide. Oh, how he trusted his Father. And mine acquaintance. When we think of acquaintance, we think of somebody we know who they are. But no, this is the one I know. That's the word. The one I know. We took sweet counsel together throughout eternity, eternity past. God the Father and God the Son took sweet counsel together. Oh, the relationship between the Father and the Son, and walked into the house of God in company. The union between Christ and his Father. And this is what pained him and grieved him so much when he was forsaken by God. Now let's read these as the words of Christ. Now this is the third time we've read this psalm. Now look at these as nothing but the words of Jesus Christ from the cross, from Gethsemane's garden. Verse 1, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. You remember when he was praying to God, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and I make a noise. This is the Lord's groans from Gethsemane's garden. Look what he says. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. This is all of those people who called upon his crucifixion. My heart is sore pain within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Now, when the Lord's talking about the terrors of death, understand, he's not just talking about the physical sufferings of the cross. As horrible as they are, I don't know anything about it. But his spiritual sufferings were infinitely more than his physical sufferings. There are many people in the past who were nailed to a cross because of their confession of Christ, and they were praising God while it took place. There are people burned at the stake, praising God. The Lord could have done that with the physical sufferings, but we're talking about him being forsaken by his Father, bearing my sin, being made guilty, feeling, experiencing everything that sin is, but the commission of it. Now, he never committed sin. Even when he was made sin, he never committed a sin. He's the spotless Lamb of God, but everything with regard to sin, the shame, the guilt, the humiliation, the feelings of abandonment, he experienced. There isn't anything that you and I have experienced that he hadn't experienced much more acutely. My heart is sore pain within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. That is Christ from Gethsemane's garden. And I said, and you know, as a human, I don't know how to explain this, but as a human, he was overwhelmed. He's the man, Christ Jesus. And he was overwhelmed with what was taking place. And I can see him saying, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest." You remember he did say, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and the tempest." Now, this is a description of Jerusalem in verse 9. "Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I've seen violence and strife in the city, the place of his crucifixion." You know what? When he told his disciples after the resurrection to go and preach the gospel to every creature, you know what he said first? "Beginning at Jerusalem." John Bunyan preached a sermon entitled, "The Jerusalem Sinner Saved." The Jerusalem sinner is the worst type of sinner. And he says, "Day and night they go about upon the walls thereof. Mischief and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets." You know, Jerusalem is also called Egypt and Sodom, the place where the Lord was destroyed. Now, this is the Lord, and once again, I feel like an animal that I know so little of what is being said, but this is the Lord when he was made sin and separated from his Father. "It was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him, but it was thou, a man mine equal." This is the Son speaking to the Father. It was the Father who forsook him. "It was thou, a man mine equal. Equal, my God." You know, there's no one that trusted the Father like the Son. He trusted him perfectly. He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Mine acquaintance, the one I know. No man knoweth the Father save the Son." Oh, how the Son knew the Father. How the Son knows the Father. What an infinite relationship. "We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. Now, this is what is known as, it's called the imprecatory prayers of Christ when he's praying against somebody. And like I said, you and I can't enter into this. He can. Do you remember when he said, I pray with regard to the elect? He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. I'm not praying for salvation for the world, but for them which you have given me, for they are thine. And the people he refused to pray for by way of mercy and salvation, he prays against those people. Well, I would want to have the Lord praying against you. Now, if he does, that's what I deserve. Amen? If he does, that's what I would deserve because of who he is. But look at this prayer. Let death seize upon them. Let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. But the Lord says, even in his darkness, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Now, this is the prayer of the Lord. He has no communication from his Father at this time. He is forsaken. He doesn't feel his presence. He doesn't feel his mercy. He doesn't feel his love. He has nothing but his awful frown. And yet he says, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. He knew this for sure. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me, all of his people, all the holy angels, God's purpose, God's providence. There were many with him, yet he died alone. He by himself purged our sins. We know that. We don't want to forget that for a second. Yet there were many with him. Verse 19, God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, the eternal God. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. Well, we're everything, nothing's happened. We're okay. You'll find out. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. I must be pleasing to God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. And I have no doubt this is a reference to Judas. The words of his mouth, remember the way he betrayed the Lord with a kiss? The Lord said, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Oh, how smooth his words were. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. But war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Interestingly, my margin reads, cast thy gift. You know what? Whatever the Lord has given you is a gift. A gift of his grace. Everything is a gift of his grace. Now, it's a burden, but it's a gift. I think of Paul saying, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Who gave it to you, Paul? God did. Lest I should be exalted above measure. This is for my good. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now cast thy gift, thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. This is his promise. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. You know, one of my favorite scripture is where Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Now, if you read the book of Job, there wasn't much trusting going on. He was calling into question everything God did and everything God said. But he was speaking of one of whom this is true. Christ said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Somebody had to trust God perfectly. And let me remind you, it ain't me and you. Soon something goes wrong, our hands are up, he trusted his Father perfectly and completely. And that's the faith I'm saved by, his faithfulness.